Okay. This shouldn't be too hard. This shouldn't be too bad. I've done plenty more stressful things. First poster presentation, first interview, first large class lecture. I mean, those are pretty hard. What makes this even harder? I mean, it's not like I'm confessing my feelings to my lost love, right? Right. This is exactly what I'm about to do. Why am I even doing this? It's not like he'll respond. I mean, besides, it's been ages since. He probably has forgotten about me. Fine. Fine. All the more reason not to stress, I guess. Whether he responds or not, at least I finally let it out there. And that's what matters. Please guide me, Entropy. Here it goes. To my almost lover, who I will never forget. Hey. Hi. What's up, boo? How the fuck are you? Gosh. To think it's been so long. Years since we last saw and enjoyed each other's company. Well, now you're a renowned scientist and I'm a university professor at UCLA. Gosh, time does fly, huh? How long ago was it? When we first met? Ah, it all started in freshman year of uni. Let me think. Yes, it was in our calculus class when we first met. You were this super smart and quiet kid. I mean, we both were. And we both sat at the front of the class and we just clicked. We were team freaks and geeks. I guess that's what brought us together. We both shared a love for math and the hard sciences, and we always had friendly competitions to see who scored highest in which tests. Oh, I remember. Do you remember the time when there were only 2 of 14 people who passed the linear algebra and differential equations test? Yes, that murder course with Professor Smith. That was crazy. We both had C's, but we were like, C's get degrees. And we both went out that day and celebrated our major victory. I remember you used to say, "We take no L's." And in a sense, we were the dream team. You know, academia beware. We both balanced each other. You had your areas of expertise and I had mine. And when we both needed help, we were always there for each other. Countless sleepless nights each passing semester, but you're always there for each other. You with your goddamn smile. That wonderful smile. Every time I felt like giving up, your smile gave me the extra push I needed. Every single time I fell asleep, you've always brought me food. Sausage McMuffin and a double-double. And you never let me pay for that. Always foot the bill. You were my guardian angel, you know. My wonderful guardian angel. Day by day, you were there for me. You would always quote random movies, but surprisingly, the quotes helped a lot. Those random Thanos quotes and you ranting about how my boy Thanos was right. You are so silly. I remember your favorite being one step at a time. One punch at a time, one round at a time. That has always been on my mind, you know? Each time I remember it, it helps me push harder and surpass my limits. And no matter how hard life can get, you must always push forward. Each low blow and cheap shot we get, we must keep on moving forward. I guess we did move forward too much. After we graduated, we just drifted apart. We went to different schools, you to Berkeley and myself to NYU, separated by thousands of miles, different time zones, different weather. Well, we promised each other to keep in touch, and we had our calls, video chats, chatted about life, school, each other's love lives, not the whole nine yards. But then our workload increased, our talks became less frequent, and day by day we just slowly broke that one strong bond and it shattered into millions of pieces. You made new friends. I made new friends, of course. We had new hobbies and events to attend. And our work became more relevant that we forgot about each other. We were no longer the dream team. Broken, like all bands are. Time moves on. People move on. And reality is often disappointing. The thing is, I've always had a thing for you. Seeing our relationship slowly breaking off, it just shattered my heart. To think that the both of us were so ignorant and shy, painfully shy to see, that we obviously had feelings for each other. Or at least, I did. It's my fault for not confessing to you as soon as I could. The shyness got to me. The fear of getting rejected by you and losing you as a friend was too much for me to swallow. You were the one. You were my one true love. My guardian angel, always protected and cared for me at all times. Who loved and cherished my presence. Who was just made for me. I guess we both took a no. You were the one. You were the one. Will we cross paths again? Maybe. Hopefully. Some random academic conference and we're both there? Who knows? I guess you really are no one until somebody loves you. I was too shy to confess and now I'm paying the price. Will I get over it? I'm unsure. Honestly, don't know. No man was able to bring this feeling again. Despite trying to look. Not that I wanted to look, but I miss you. I'll always, always love you. And if we ever cross paths again, we can start something we always wanted. If you ever come across this, take great care of yourself and know that you are loved always, without bound. From fellow dream team teammate and freaking geek, Beanie. Okay, why did I send this? Why did I do this? I doubt he'll even reply. He will never reply. There's no way he will ever. He forgot about me. There's no point.